Murder, mystery, and Shakespeare. The intrigue of If We Were Villains. Chapter 1. Summary of the book If We Were Villains. If We Were Villains is a novel by Mel Rio that follows a group of Shakespearean actors at an elite conservatory who become entangled in a web of passion, deceit, and murder. The story is told from the perspective of Oliver Marx, who is released from prison after serving 10 years for a crime he may not have committed. As he reconnects with his former friends and tries to piece together what really happened, the lines between truth and fiction, love and betrayal, become increasingly blurred. The novel delves into themes of ambition, loyalty, and the destructive power of jealousy, all set against the backdrop of a tightly knit group of talented young actors. As the story unfolds, secrets are revealed, alliances are tested, and the characters are forced to confront their own roles in the tragedy that shattered their lives. Chapter 2. The meaning of the book If We Were Villains. The book If We Were Villains by ML Rio is a mystery novel that follows a group of seven Shakespearean actors at an elite arts college whose lives are forever changed when one of them is found dead. The novel explores themes of friendship, love, jealousy, and betrayal as the remaining six friends try to unravel the truth behind the murder. As secrets are revealed and tensions rise, the characters must confront their own flaws and ultimately ask themselves if they are truly heroes or villains in their own story. The novel delves deep into the complexities of human nature and the power of Shakespearean tragedy to mirror and illuminate the darkest parts of ourselves. Chapter 3. The book If We Were Villains chapters. If We Were Villains by ML Rio tells the story of a group of Shakespearean acting students at an elite arts college who become embroiled in a real-life tragedy. The novel is divided into five parts, each comprising several chapters. Part 1 introduces the main characters, Oliver, the narrator and protagonist, his friends and fellow acting students James, Meredith, Alexander, Philippa, and Wren, and their enigmatic teacher, Professor Kingsley. The group forms a tight-knit bond as they immerse themselves in the world of Shakespearean theater. In Part 2, tensions escalate within the group as they prepare for a performance of Macbeth. When Oliver is cast as the lead, jealousy and betrayal begin to surface among his friends. The dynamics of their relationships shift, and secrets are revealed. Part 3 focuses on the aftermath of a shocking event that occurs during a performance of Julius Caesar, leading to a rift within the group. As suspicion and guilt mount, Oliver struggles to make sense of what happened and grapples with his own role in the tragedy. In Part 4, the consequences of the group's actions come to a head as they confront the truth about what really happened that night. Oliver must decide where his loyalty lies and come to terms with the choices he and his friends have made. Part 5 brings the story to its dramatic conclusion as the characters face the consequences of their actions and the true nature of their relationships is laid bare. As Oliver reflects on the events that have unfolded, he comes to understand the complexity of human nature and the power of the roles we play. Overall, If We Were Villains is a gripping and atmospheric novel that explores themes of friendship, jealousy, loyalty, and the blurred lines between fiction and reality. The chapters draw the reader into a dark and twisted world of love and betrayal, ultimately posing the question, can we ever truly escape the roles we are cast in? Chapter 4. 10 quotes from the book If We Were Villains. 1. Acting is not about lying. It's about truth. Finding the truth in what you're saying, the truth in the character you're portraying. 2. We're all actors in this world, playing our parts, trying to make sense of the chaos around us. 3. There is something dark and twisted in all of us, a villain waiting to emerge if given the right circumstances. 4. In the end, we are all responsible for our actions, no matter how deep the mask we wear. 5. The stage is a place where we can be our true selves, where we can explore the depths of our humanity and find redemption in our flaws. 6. Art imitates life, and life imitates art. We are all players in this grand theater of existence, trying to make sense of the world around us. 7. The lines between hero and villain are blurred, each one capable of great good and great evil. 8. In the darkness of our souls, we can find moments of truth and beauty, moments that reveal our true selves. 9. To be a villain is to embrace the darkness within us, to revel in the chaos and uncertainty of life. 10. We are all storytellers, weaving intricate tales of love and betrayal, joy and sorrow. In the end, it is up to us to decide how our story will unfold.